If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We here at Worth Baptist Church count it a privilege to voice the gospel of redeeming grace over this radio station each week. Why not call a friend? Let them know that Worth Baptist Hour is on the air. We would like to give to you and your family a cordial invitation to visit our Sunday school today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, and we have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The motto of our Sunday school is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. The theme for the 1976-77 Sunday school year is Building for Christ as We Build for Eternity. We invite you to come and study God's Word in the Sunday school today at 10 o'clock. Our Sunday morning worship service is at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. We also have a special Sunday school in the afternoon at 3 o'clock. We would invite you to come and share the afternoon Sunday school hour at 3 o'clock each Sunday. All of these services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs. Worth Baptist Church is a growing church. In fact, we're growing at a faster rate than ever before. Beginning next Sunday on March the 6th and going through Easter Sunday, April the 10th, we're going to launch a citywide evangelism program of witnessing for Christ in all parts of the city, growing with Christ and going with Christ. These will be the two things that we will emphasize in a 6 weeks program of evangelism and witnessing and winning people to Christ. We trust that you will pray with us in this matter as a spiritual impact can be made upon the city of Fort Worth. In the meanwhile, our construction continues on schedule of our new building at Campus Drive and Loop 820. We are looking forward to the day when we complete the building in the fall and move into it and have an opportunity to reach many hundreds of people for Christ from all over the city and all over the Metroplex. We are sharing Christ with the city, the Metroplex, and the world. Here at our present location, 3309 Wilburger Street, we shall look forward to seeing you and your family in any or all of the services of Worth Baptist Church today. This word of special announcement, next Sunday, 1 week from today, on March the 6th, we are celebrating our church's 23rd anniversary, 23 years in business for Christ. Witnessing for Christ, sharing Christ, preaching the gospel in the city of Fort Worth. We would give you a special and cordial invitation to be one of the 1,100 that will be in Sunday school next Sunday, March the 6th, to celebrate the 23rd anniversary of Worth Baptist Church. Why not plan now to bring your entire family and let's have a tremendous celebration together marking the 23rd year that Worth Baptist Church has been preaching the gospel and teaching the Bible in the city of Fort Worth. Remember, that's next Sunday, March the 6th. In the meanwhile, today, we shall look forward to greeting many of you in the Sunday school and in the services of worship here at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilburger Street in Fort Worth. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. We are now in our 7th year of broadcasting over this radio station, and the only way we have of knowing that you receive this broadcast is for you to write us. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. That zip code is 76119. If you would like a free copy on a cassette tape of today's message, it is yours by requesting it. Simply write this week to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, God's Gateway to Glory. I shall read from the book of Genesis, chapter 28, verses 16 and 17. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee today for the wonderful privilege of telling out the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ, Thy Son, and our Savior. I pray for those who are listening today to this broadcast, many who know not Christ as their own personal Savior. I pray that Thou wouldst use this message to bring them to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And then, Father, for our sick and shut-in friends, those in the rest homes, our senior citizens, those in the hospitals, wherever they are today, may the healing power of the Holy Spirit be upon them. We ask for our many hundreds of friends who will today hear this broadcast, move in their hearts, bring many of them to church today. May this be a wonderful day of worship as we ascribe all honor and glory and power and riches and wisdom and strength and might to Jesus Christ alone. May these things be done in His name and for His glory. And with thanksgiving we pray. Amen. In the book of Genesis, chapter 28, I read at verse 16, "And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid, and said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." Notice again the very last sentence that I read you from Genesis 28 and verse 17. "This is the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." I've entitled my message, Gateway to Glory. There are three things about the gateway to glory that I wish to share with you in these few moments of this radio broadcast. Number one, God's gateway to glory is man's only way of salvation. Down through the centuries, man has tried a thousand ways to elevate himself to a higher spiritual plane, to a plane where he would be accepted by God. Man has worshipped at the altar of science, only to discover that science leaves him cold and calloused. Science, for sure, has done some wonderful things. Science has taken man to the moon, but only Jesus Christ can take a man to heaven. Man has worshipped at the altar of philosophy, only to learn that philosophy leaves him befuddled and bewildered. Philosophy has opened new ways of thinking, but only Jesus Christ has opened a new way of salvation. Man has knelt and worshipped at the altar of education, only to learn that education leaves him unsatisfied and unfulfilled. Education, it is true, has improved man's way of living, but only Jesus Christ prepares men for dying. Man has worshipped at the altar of religion. Men everywhere, all over the globe, are religious. Religious but lost. Man has knelt and worshipped at that altar of religion only to discover that religion without Jesus Christ leaves him lonely and lost. Religion has given man a creed to live by, but only Jesus Christ gives men courage to die by. Jesus Christ is the answer. Jesus Christ is God's only way of salvation. There is but one ladder that is high enough to reach heaven, and that ladder is in the shape of a cross. The songwriter put it this way, "The way of the cross leads home. There's no other way but this. I shall ne'er get sight of the gates of light if the way of the cross I miss. You see, my friend, a man may get to heaven without health, without wealth, without fame, without education, without beauty, without culture, without refinement, without psychology, without popularity, and without 10,000 other things, but man can never go to heaven without Jesus Christ. Jesus put it this way. In John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And in Acts 4:12, it is written, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Yes, my friend, God has but one way, not two ways, not a dozen ways. There's one door, and Jesus Christ is that door. There is one way, and Jesus Christ is that way. There is one truth, and Jesus Christ is that truth. There is one shepherd of God's flock, and Jesus Christ is that shepherd. There is one key, and Jesus is the key. There's only one true light, and Jesus Christ is the light of the world. I repeat, God's gateway to glory is the only way of man's salvation. In the second place, God's gateway to glory is stained by the blood of the Lamb. In the days of Israel's bondage in Egypt, there came an hour when God said, I am going to deliver you. And God instructed Moses to instruct the people to kill a lamb and put its blood on the upper doorpost and on either side. And God said to Moses, the blood shall be a token unto me. I am going to pass through Egypt this night, and I am going to smite in death the firstborn of every household of man and beast. But when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, how wonderful! When God saw the blood on the Passover night, He passed over those homes where the blood had been applied to the doorpost. My friend, one day God's death angel of judgment is going to pass through the universe, and God is going to smite with judgment and an eternal dying all of those who have not the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. But when He sees the blood applied to the doorpost of your heart, He will pass over you. Jesus Christ is our Passover Lamb. So says Paul in 1 Corinthians 5:7, and in the Revelation chapter 13 at verse 8. John says that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. In John 1:29, John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. In the book of the Revelation chapter 5, John sees God seated on His throne, and in His right hand there is a seven-sealed book. It seems that no one is able to open that book, and John begins to weep, and John weeps audibly, aloud. He cries because it seems that no one is worthy to open the book. An elder touches John upon the shoulder and says to him, weep no more. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. He is worthy to open the book. And John says, I looked, and behold, a lamb as it had been slain. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Oh, dear me, what a wonderful, outstanding sight that must have been. When all of these were praising Christ, because He as the Lamb of God for sinners slain, opened the book. Yes, the gateway to glory is stained by the blood of Jesus Christ. In Revelation chapter 12, there's a war in heaven. That war is between Michael and his angels and the dragon and his angels. And the Bible says they fought and they fought. And the Bible tells us that the dragon was cast out of heaven. And listen to this next statement. I give it to you from the Word of God, the book of the Revelation, chapter 12. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Without the shedding of blood, my friend, there's no remission of sin. Without the death, substitutionary, sacrificial death of Christ upon the cross, there is no way to heaven. There's no pardon, no forgiveness, no justification. And nobody can have his sins washed away. But in the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, all sins can be washed away. I've been preaching the gospel for some 30 years now, beginning when I was only 12 years old. The other day I took an inventory of my ministry, and I made a startling discovery. I discovered that I had only one message, the blood, the book, and the blessed hope. I wish that I could tell you today what a joy it is to my heart to preach the gospel. If you ask me, do you ever get tired of preaching the same message? My answer is emphatically no. I rejoice and only wish I had 10,000 tongues to preach His redeeming grace. If you ask me how long I would like to continue preaching, I would answer you, I would like to preach this gospel of redeeming grace through Jesus Christ our Lord until every house in this city becomes a house of prayer. I would like to preach it until every city in this nation becomes a new Jerusalem. I would like to preach it until every sinner in this earth becomes a saint. And when I'm drawing my last breath, I would hope to have enough strength to say to my successor, in the words of the gypsy boy, tell it again. Tell it again. Salvation story repeat o'er and o'er, till none can say of the children of men, nobody ever told me before. My friend, I preach this message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, redeeming grace through His shed blood upon the cross, through His resurrection from among the dead. I preach it because there is no other message to preach. I'd like to preach it till Jesus Christ comes again. And then I'd like to team up with the prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah and run through the streets of this city and the cities of the world saying, I told you so. I told you Jesus Christ was coming again. Yes, my friend, I want to continue to preach. The gateway to glory is stained by the blood of the Lamb. In the third place, God's gateway to glory is open to all who will go in. God's invitation to Noah was this: come thou and all thy house into the ark, down through the corridors of time, in every age, to every generation. God has extended the same wonderful invitation. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come unto me, all of ye that labor and are a heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come, for all things are now ready. O every one that thirsteth, come. And let him that is hungry come. Let him come and buy and eat without money and without price. Yes, my friend, God's invitation is still open. The royal welcome mat is extended to you today. Come to Jesus Christ. Come to God by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I have read that out in the desert countries, when men are in search for water, They send a whole caravan of camel riders out. That caravan of camel riders separates. One, the advance man goes far in advance of anybody else. And then a second, and then a third, and then a fourth, and on down the line. When the advance man discovers water, he turns back to the direction from which he came, and cupping his hands around his mouth, cries, "Come, come, come." The second man picks up on that and turns and cries, "Come, come." The third man picks up on that invitation and turns and cries, "Come, come, come. We have found water." Until all the desert and all the people who are traveling across it have heard the glorious news, water has been found. Oh, my friend, we've discovered the water of life around here. It flows from Calvary's mountain. Jesus Christ is the water of life, and you can come today, just as you are, to trust Him. The very last invitation in the Bible is written in Revelation 22 at verse 17. And here it is. Listen carefully. "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." This, my friend, is God's invitation to you. And this is the gateway to glory. I have this footnote and I shall be through. God's gateway to glory will one day be closed. And if you are not on the inside, you will be forever lost. Don't let it happen to you. As we leave the broadcast today, I want to take this moment again to remind you that 1 week from today, Sunday, March the 6th, we will be celebrating the 23rd anniversary of Worth Baptist Church. You've been planning for a long time to visit us. Make it next Sunday on anniversary day. Our Sunday school goal, 1,100 for Christ to study God's Word. The singing Payne family will be our guests providing our anniversary music and messages from the Word of God in all services that we believe would be a challenge to your heart. Remember, it's next Sunday, March the 6th, Worth Baptist Church celebrating our 23rd anniversary. In the meanwhile, even today, we would be happy to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we shall look forward to hearing from you by mail this week. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. So until next Lord's Day at the same time by radio, we wish you well. And the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.